You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of Sunday, January 2nd, 2022, Sunday service. As Pastor Ripley speaks about his message today that Jesus is Lord. Please enjoy the worship team and the message.
We welcome those that are listening by radio, that God would bless them. You know, I was thinking about all the cold weather and how we could think differently about it. And you know the wonderful thing about it being so cold is when it gets warmer, like -2 or -3, you feel like you're in Florida. So there is a little bit of a blessing in disguise. But we pray again that this time here in God's presence will be a blessing and you'll be strengthened. Pastor Raff is going to come at this time and open up the service. God bless him as he comes.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing on this fine Sunday, the first Sunday of 2022? The only Sunday. I was thinking about when we came together for worship on New Year's Eve, and one of the things I said was, who knows what's going to happen? Well, we know God does. But I was thinking that, you know, I should think about it differently. It's actually a year. This year is a year of possibilities. Possibilities for God to work in ways that he has not worked before. And I think that that's exciting. One of the things I just want to encourage you is to come before the Lord with your hearts prepared to worship. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, and onward to verse 14, we read, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and wealth, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise.' Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth, under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them saying, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever.' The four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshiped." I love the book of Revelation for these beautiful scenes of worship of God's, with God's people worshiping together. And it's something to look forward to. But here on earth, while we're still here as the church of God, let's worship God with all that we have. Amen? Amen? Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and praise you for this Sunday, a day of new opportunity for you to work in our lives, for you to work around us on this earth. Lord, we come before you and say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." You are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise, and thanksgiving. We praise you. Be in our midst, we pray, by your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we would just come into your presence today in a new and powerful way. We bless you. We thank you that we can be your body, that we are your church. You called us by name. Be glorified in our hearts, in our songs, in our praises, in the preaching, in every aspect today. May you be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and say, Amen. Amen.
Sin. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb, of the Lamb. There is power, power. power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb,
of the Lamb.
There is
power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood,
in the blood
of the Lamb,
of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There's power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the blood,
in the blood.
Lord Jesus, thank you for all your blessings.
I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe. My shame has come. blind, but now I see so clearly. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. Grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Away, they're washed away. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no sing your praise than when we'd first begun. Hallelujah, grace like rain falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away. Falls down on me. Hallelujah, all my stains are washed away, they're washed away. You wash my sins away, they're washed away. You wash my sins away, they're washed away.
Thrones and kings. kingdoms fall. When men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains fall. God's love shall sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace till Adam's race, the saints and angels song. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song.
To God. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wow, it's good to see so many out on the first Sunday of 2022. It's hard to believe that just a few days ago it was 2021. Well, we just want to remind you of some announcements this morning. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary, so we don't pass around a collection plate here at Grace Christian Fellowship. You can put in your tithes and offerings discreetly as unto the Lord, as the Lord ministers to you and blesses you. There's also an e-transfer opportunity, and you can send in your tithes that way. And I noticed that some have been sending it in, and we thank you for that. Tuesday, 7 o'clock, this and that. Now, I'm all worked up already, and it's not even Tuesday yet. But I got some things to talk about on Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it. And also, we have our first community guest interview that's going to take place on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So we thank the Lord for that. The studio is working wonderfully, and we are going to be having... For the next month or two, we're going to be having guests, whether they're nurses or healthcare workers. They're going to be sharing their stories about what has happened to them. And I think that's important. So that's Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It's rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. So please keep that in mind. If you have a favorite song, Christian song, you'd like to play on the radio, please email it to the radio station. And also, we are looking for people to read scriptures or devotionals on the radio, not live, so it's recorded. So you can relax. You don't have to worry about people listening to you immediately, but they eventually will. If you are interested in reading scriptures or reading a devotional on the radio, please see Sonia. Sonia, could you just wave your hand? Just look behind you there. You can see... Sonia waving her hand, and we need people to read scriptures and devotionals. This is your opportunity to bless someone through God's word. And you say, well, I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. So please keep that in mind. Also, Wednesday, we are going to be having another community church meeting. The last one, I think we had 120 people show up from the community. These are individuals who have lost their jobs, they've gone through difficulties, and they all want to gather together and just help each other. And I think that's wonderful. When you see that kind of spirit in the community, I know God has some great things in store. So please keep that in mind. You're all welcome Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Then Thursday, I know your bulletin. How many have gotten your new bulletin? Beautifully done. Thank you very much. And it's not noted there, but I am going to start the Thursday prayer meetings. Thursday at 9 a.m. right here at the church. We have a prayer time, and then we usually go out for coffee and, you know, just encourage each other. So please keep that in mind. And then Saturday, we are beginning again the prayer meetings at Gary's shop. And that starts at 8 a.m. This is a men's prayer meeting. We usually get 15 or 16 men that come out to pray. And if you're interested and you don't know where Gary lives, where is Gary? He's there. He is. He's waving his hand. He's in the back there. So you can make note of that. You can ask him for directions, and he'll make sure you get to Bob's place. Sorry, Bob. Please check out our redesigned website. Diana has done a wonderful job in redesigning the website. If you've missed a sermon, this and that, or anything else that we play on the station, you can go and you can check it out again and listen to it. Go directly to our website. All the directions are there. An important announcement that next week, that's January the 9th, Kids Church will begin. So please keep that in mind. And also, it's in your bulletin too, but Friday, January the 21st, we are going to have another games night. It's going to be at 6:30. We had such a wonderful time the month before. We had a games night, and we had so many show up. They really enjoyed themselves. And so we're going to be doing that again. And if you just enjoy gathering together and fellowshipping together, then this would be a good time to do that. So please keep all of those announcements in mind. The following week, we will be beginning our Bible studies and our women's prayer and share will start again, as well as a lot of other activities. So please keep that in mind. We're going to give you a chance to stand and just wish everyone a happy new year today. And so, do we have a song?
We do.
We do. Let's stand this morning and let's move around and greet someone and just say, happy new year.
There's a storm on the horizon. Walk me through as I face the fear and danger. Walk me through when the darkness hovers near and I don't know what to do. Take my hand, gentle shepherd. Walk me through. Walk me through. Walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Be my comfort, be my guide. Shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. There'll be winds of pain and sadness. Walk me through. When all hope has turned to sorrow, walk me through. When
too weak to stand, and I lose sight of the truth. Carry me, O faithful Father, walk me through. Walk me through. Rising tides, I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. Walk me through. Walk me through. Give me grace to keep my eyes on you. Shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me through. Be my comfort, be my guide. Shelter me from rising tides. I'm depending, Lord, on you to walk me
Thank you very much. Isn't it wonderful to see the children leading us this morning? Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, or you want to look on the screen, I prefer you looking in your Bible this morning to Romans chapter 10. You know, I was sharing with the group that gathered on New Year's Eve that I had an interesting experience recently. I received this message in the middle of the night when I was sleeping. You say, how can you get a message while you're sleeping? You know, I don't really know how to explain it. But when I woke up, I said to Gina, I said, God gave me a message last night in my sleep. And I think that's happened to me maybe one other time in 35 years of pastoral ministry. I don't know exactly what it means, but it is interesting when God can speak to you while you're sleeping. Amen. While you're sleeping, God can speak to you. How many know that's true? Absolutely. And it's amazing the methods and the means that God uses to get his message to us. And sometimes it happens when we're sleeping. Happens when we're sleeping. And I thank the Lord for it this morning. And I just woke up and I said to my wife, God wants me to preach on Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Father, I thank you this morning that we have the privilege of hearing your precious word today. Help us never to take for granted the opportunity that we have to just gather together and worship you and hear from your word. Lord, it is a blessing. And I pray this morning as this message goes forward that you will speak to us and minister to us in mighty ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I felt the Lord say to me, you know, you say, well, maybe it came from your Bible readings. Because I was reading the word before I went to sleep. Well, I was reading Exodus. You know, if your donkey falls in a pit and it's your enemy's donkey, you're still supposed to go and help him out, that's right, out of the pit. There's some amazing things in the book of Exodus. Some wonderful truth. So that's what I was reading when I went to bed. So it didn't come from that. It was because the Lord wanted you to hear this message. There's something specific that God is saying to us in this hour, and we need to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. Romans chapter 8, verses 8 to 10. And I'm reading this first portion from the NET Bible. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. How many know that when you read God's word, it instills faith within your spirit? Hallelujah. Amen. If you want your faith to grow, then I would encourage you to spend time in the powerful word of God Almighty. Can somebody shout amen in this place? Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 9, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we look at that word confess, I can hear the piano downstairs. Because if you confess with your mouth, now that's not just a head confession, that's a heart confession. Are you hearing me this morning? It is a heart confession. From deep within your heart, you confess. You declare to yourself, to the world, to those around you, that Jesus is indeed the Lord. Now we have to understand a few things about this little confession. Jesus is Lord. It means that he is not just the Son of God, but he is God. Yes. Hello. He declared to those that would listen, to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exactly what God told Moses when Moses said, who should I say has sent me? Say, I am that I am has sent you. Hallelujah. But it has another connotation. It means that Jesus is now our master. Hello. That might not even be a politically correct word today. Even those who sell homes have stopped using the master bedroom. But in that biblical realm, Jesus has become our master. Hallelujah. He is Lord of our lives. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses and thus has salvation. When you became a Christian, Satan is no longer your master, but you've changed. And now God Almighty, Jesus Christ the righteous, has become your master, your Lord, the one whom you serve with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all that is within you. Hallelujah. Amen. In saying Jesus is Lord, we commit ourselves to obey Him. It's awful quiet in here. Let me say it again. In saying Jesus is Lord, we commit ourselves to obey Him. Amen. Acknowledgement of Jesus' Lordship is accompanied by submission to His authority in our lives. If Jesus is Lord, then He owns us. Hello? We belong to Him. And He has the right, listen to me, He has the right to tell us what to do. We don't command God and tell Him what to do. That doesn't work out very well. But we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Right? Somehow, deep within your spirit, you hear Him impressing on your heart, leading you and guiding you and directing your life step by step, inch by inch, day by day. You hear Him. Hallelujah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And friends, in this new year, we are going to have to listen closely and intently to the voice and the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. Can't but be what we want, what we think. Can't be a tradition that we've brought along with us, or any baggage that we've brought along with us. To say, well, you know, that's how God did it then, that's how He's going to do it today. No, God cannot be kept in a box, like I said, on New Year's Eve, or He'll jump out of that box. Hallelujah. He's the God of all creation. And when He speaks, hallelujah, it's like the rushing of many waters. Amen. So whatever He tells us to do, we've got to be quick to obey and not question it. Now, we're not talking about things that are outside the confines of God's Word. We're talking about the things that are within the confines of God's Word. But we know it's the Holy Spirit that's directing us supernaturally. Yes. You know, I was watching something a few nights ago, and they were depicting the desert that the Israelites had to go through. I've never been there. I don't know if you've been there. But there's nothing there. It's barren. As they were, the camera was going over that terrain. There's nothing. And yet somehow God was able to sustain his people for years on end, supernaturally. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? God doesn't want lip service. God's tired of just lip service. He wants a heart that's given over to him in every aspect of our lives. You know what? Maybe there'll come a time, and maybe it's already started, that you won't be able to go to the hospital. And you say, that's horrible, Pastor Ripley. That's really horrible. But you know what? Maybe, I'm just saying, there's a possibility that if we can't get to the hospital, we'll have to go to the great physician. Hallelujah. Don't get me started on that. I'm just saying that maybe there'll come a time where we won't have a safety net. Where you're going to have to walk that tightrope from point A to point B, looking down and seeing nothing to catch you but the grace of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. You know, in many countries, they have nothing but God himself. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Then over in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, when I was meditating on this verse, I thought to myself, this is outstanding. This is amazing. Earth-shattering. That not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. I didn't say that. That's what Jesus is saying. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Anybody can say, oh, he's my Lord. But are you and I willing to follow after his will wherever it takes us and whatever sacrifice we need to make, whatever we have to give up in order to follow after his will? Because that's what God's after in 2022. Oh, many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Wow. and did done many wonders in your name. Whoa! You know the devil can do certain miracles? Even if you go back to the plagues that were poured out upon the Egyptians, even some of their astrologers and enchanters were able to duplicate what God was pouring out upon the Egyptians to a certain degree. Just because someone does a miracle doesn't necessarily mean they're from God. Are you hearing me? We can be deceived by that. What we're looking for is a heart that's after God. And you know what I notice? I don't want to offend you this morning, but maybe I will. A lot of preachers today never mention suffering. Hello? They don't talk about suffering when Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to be persecuted. You're going to suffer for my name. Sure, we want to believe that God uses people to prophesy. Yes. Do you believe that people can cast out demons? Yes. Can people be used of God to do many wonders? Yes. But in the midst of it all, we must live a life that says Jesus is Lord. Amen. You know, I was thinking that maybe I should start a ministry and say, Ripley's, believe it or not, Worldwide Ministries. I mean, that is my last name, right? Yes. But you know, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about hiding behind the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let people not see us, but let them see Jesus. I want to write a book called The Last Book Ever Written. But look what it says here in verse 23. And then I will declare to them. Think about this now. They're doing all of these amazing things. And Jesus says, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Friends, that these are verses that cause a shaking in our hearts and lives. Why? Because these individuals that he's talking about weren't really making Jesus Lord. It was about them. It was about their ministry. It was about how great they were and what they were doing, and not about the glorification of God Almighty. Hallelujah. God says, I will share my glory with no one. It's about him being the Lord of our lives. It's about him having control over our lives. It's about us being willing to obey him in all things. And I think about Abraham when God asked him to offer his one and only son. The Bible says he got up early in the morning. And I've said this before, most of us would sleep in. I've got to sacrifice my only son. I'm going to sleep in this morning. But the Bible says he got up early in the morning and got about God's business. Sometimes God asks us to do things that are painful. Are you hearing me today? Decisions that we know are from the heart of God, but they're painful. They're painful. And we put it off, and we put it off, and we put it off, and we put it off. But if Jesus is Lord, it's got to be carried out. Do you not know Romans chapter 6, verse 16? That to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. The decisions you make are either leading you farther away from God or they're leading you closer to God. They're either creating an avenue for Satan to enter into our lives, or they're leading the doors to be shut on the devil. Verse 17, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Look at verse 18. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. You say, what does that mean? Now, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. But I do believe that we can come to a point spiritually. That point where we have given everything over to God and he is truly Lord of our lives, that we can't help but do the right thing. Just like you were a slave of sin before and you couldn't stop sinning, now you become a slave of righteousness. You can't keep from doing the right thing. Wow. That's where I want to be, folks. That's where I want God to take me. Hallelujah. Where it's not the carpet laid out before me of sinning and repenting, sinning and repenting, sinning and repenting. There's a place where I become a slave of righteousness. I can't help but do what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. Man, I want to shout this from the highest rooftop. That, I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I'm not talking about, you're going to make mistakes. But there's an inward compulsion that's working in you by the Holy Spirit of God. Are you hearing me? We're going deep this morning where the Spirit of God says, do this, and you do it. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness. And you know, lawlessness always leads to more lawlessness. If you open a little door, Satan's not satisfied with just a little bit of you. He wants to control all of you. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, think about it this morning. When someone's addicted to something, they can't help but do it. How many know that's what an addiction is? You can wake up early in the morning and talk to them till late at night and say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And as soon as you leave, they're going to do it again because they're addicted. They need to be set free. They need to be liberated. Now, I want to reverse it this morning. That you become so in love with Jesus that you become a slave of righteousness. That when God says do it, you do it. You can't help but do it. Hallelujah. You can't help it. There's something within you. Hallelujah. You've made him Lord. The whole world could be saying, go this way. Are you hearing me this morning? The whole wide world can be saying, go this way. But there's something in you, hallelujah, that has been born of the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, that says, no, I'm not going that way. God has said, go this way, and that's the way I'm going to go. There's a story of a prophet that was called to preach to an altar in the Old Testament. And God told him to go and preach. And when he finished preaching, he was supposed to take a certain way home. You know what I'm talking about. And another old prophet came out of the woodwork and said, oh, yeah, but the Lord is telling you and has spoken to me, no, you don't need to go that way anymore. You can come this way and you can eat at my table. The path that God has for me may not be the path that God has for you. But whatever path he lays out before you, you've got to stay faithful to that path. In the name of Jesus. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. I say, Lord, the Lord Jesus. I heard someone say to me one time when I was pastoring in Nova Scotia, I said, where's so-and-so? Oh, he's just made Jesus Savior, but he's not Lord yet. He's just following from afar. Where's that in the Bible? You can't make him Savior and not make him Lord. Are you hearing me this morning? It's a combination. They go together. Glory be to God. I don't want to follow him from afar. I want to be as close to him as I can. Hallelujah. See, what does this all mean, Pastor David? It means that there's going to come a time of testing to see if he truly is the Lord of our lives. And he's going to ask you things that he may not ask me. And he may ask me things that he may not ask of you. But whatever he asks is a test to see if we truly believe with all of our hearts that Jesus is the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. Because going forward, we need to know without a shadow of a doubt, without any guessing, that He is Lord of all. He is Lord of all. He's Lord of this church. He's the chief shepherd of this church. I'm just an under shepherd. I need to listen to Him. He's the chief shepherd. We need to listen to the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me? We don't know the way to go except by the Spirit of God. And whatever that test is, I'm going to pray this morning that you're going to pass it by the grace of God in Jesus' name. And I would love, you know, someone told me this one time. I can't remember who it was in the congregation. They said, Pastor, could we put out on our sign, Jesus is Lord? Oh, you said that, okay. Jesus is Lord. Maybe we need to do that. We need to put that out on our sign. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of the church. He's the Lord of our lives. He's the Lord of the universe. He's the Lord of this earth. Hallelujah. He's seated high and lifted up. Let His train fill the temple. Glory to God. And you're going to be so happy if you're not happy now when Jesus becomes Lord. That's where the joy is, folks, is when we can say He is Lord. Whatever He asks us to do, we're willing to do it. He is our master. We have become a slave of righteousness. Praise God. Will you bow your heads this morning? Hallelujah. And I'm going to ask the worship team to come to sing a very simple song. Just when we close in prayer, He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. Father, I just pray this morning, as we come to the end of this service, Father, I just pray, as You have given me this message supernaturally, I pray that it would produce 40, 60, and 100 fold in our lives. In Jesus' name. Father, it's our desire to be a slave of righteousness. Our hearts have been so changed and transformed that we delight in doing Your will. We love to do Your will, and Your commandments are no longer burdensome because there's a joy that comes in fulfilling and walking according to the Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, let that joy bubble up within us in the coming days. Father, give us the strength and the grace that we need to do all that is in Your heart in this new year. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Just a simple song.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ.
Just take a moment as we're standing just to be in His presence. Just breathe in of the Holy Spirit. Just receive of His strength this morning. Father, just breathe upon us this morning. Just fill us with the Holy Spirit this morning. Pour into us a fresh filling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we need it. We need it this morning. We need it this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Just take another moment, please, before we just head off. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday service. Hope you enjoyed Pastor Ripley's message that Jesus is Lord. We appreciate all our listeners. Stay tuned as Grace Christian Radio brings you new live shows and broadcasts in 2022. God bless.